Yeah, Blondie and Maria to start us off here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. It's 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, 10th of March. Good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody.
Happy Tuesday
very much to you all this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, morning to Margaret there and from Moy. It's apparently bloody awful out there. According to Amanda.
Although it's warm.
Who's off to hospital later with her... With our funny body. You know the way Amanda does have a funny body.
Don't go near the hospitals, you're mad. You get the virus off it. Don't be going near the place.
You might be better off where you are, Amanda.
Jeez.
Anyway, have a good day, whatever you end up doing. There's somebody, look out, taking in the rain and the heat. Out walking Bella the dog.
Oh, very nice.
And then it's back home to pack a big bag and off to Galway. For the Cheltenham festivities.
I love that. That's a real Irish thing. Do you remember Brendan O'Carroll used to do jokes about that? When Italy 90 and all was on, there was Irish people living in Spain and living in America and all. I says, we're going, the World Cup is on. And they're, to Italy? No, you tick, we're going to Ireland. There's obviously a big meet-up for the old Cheltenham.
I suppose Galway is a slightly less expensive option than Cheltenham.
Yeah, mind you, did you see the reports coming in from Cheltenham last night?
No.
Ghost town, apparently.
Oh, really?
Ghost town, apparently.
I kind of figured, I was amazed it went ahead. Amazed
And there was races cancelled in Cork yesterday. And Cheltenham's still on the run, but apparently there's a guy called Johnny Ward, journalist, sports journalist.
Yeah, very good.
He does stuff for the
Racing Post.
Yeah, he's very good, yeah. He can be an annoying fella, and that's what makes him brilliant, though. Do you know that way? He's not afraid of his opinions. I think he's great. And he's gone over, said it's a ghost town.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just weird and eerie feeling from someone that knows it so well. You know?
Absolutely. Because, I mean, like, normally it's just absolutely...
Oh, I can't even...
It's shoulder to shoulder. You can't move.
I can't even imagine it.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it.
But anyway, actually, speaking of Cheltenham, we'll be doing our charity bets. Assuming the horses kind of don't like you decide that, no, I'm not going out there.
They'll be all running with masks and hazmat suits. Can you get a hazmat suit for a horse?
It's just like a giant pantomime outfit, except it's made out of white hazmat cloth.
They're actually running panto horses in Cheltenham this year.
Anyway, Derek, wherever way you do it, enjoy it. Also, who's this now texting in here? Paddy Casey, the real Paddy Casey, as he calls himself.
The real one.
There you go, 10 degrees, practically tropical.
Tropical, yeah, I know, I did.
Who's that? Sid.
Sid, yeah, good
well
on you.
Well said, Sid.
I did get into the car this morning, and normally, I'm got into automation, do you know that way?
Right.
So you get in and you go, right, heated sea, because I fly that way, you know what I mean?
That's the way you roll, I like me luxury.
Yeah. Heated sea.
You like your arse warm.
Yeah, I do, I love a hot bottom. Mm. So I get the hot bottom.
Who doesn't?
I love a hot bottom. And then the heating on, I've been doing it now for months, so I'm halfway down the road, I was like, jeez, the arse rolls it up. I had to turn everything all the way down. The change is coming.
Change is coming, hopefully it is. Look, there you go, there's a picture. John's already been on the case.
That's brilliant. Someone, by the way, what we're laughing at, someone has sent us a picture of a horse with a full gas mask on. So.
And eye goggles. Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008 if you do want to give us a shout, whatever's going on for you today. We are going to talk Cheltenham later on. We're going to do our charity bets. I think we have £50 between us.
Yes, we do.
To try and win a few bob for the NCBI. I think that's our plan.
I forgot to ask me ma yesterday what the...
For some tips.
Who the winners were. Yeah. So I'll have to do that. I won't be bothering her. She doesn't get out of bed till after 10 o'clock. She won't be talking. She'd scare the life out of her if I rang her.
Yeah, God, don't be doing that for God's sake. She thinks there was something wrong.
You got the virus, didn't you? She'd be saying.
Yeah, Fleetwood Mac, Little Lies here at Classic Hits. It's almost 16 minutes past 6 on this Tuesday, 10th of March. Richie and Wicklow's been on. Super Spark has been on. Don't know who that is sending that in. Who's that? Oh, it's a picture. Is that a picture of you? That's you.
Again, let me have a look now. I don't know what I'm looking at. That is me.
That's very bizarre. Somebody sending pictures of yourself.
Yeah. No, that's me. That's stolen.
That was from yesterday.
From my Instagram story from when I was doing the dogs.
I missed that yesterday. Who's that in from? Hang on a second, I'll find out who that is. Daryl, sorry about that. I missed that yesterday. Oh, and then he's given us a tip, has he?
Tomorrow for the first race.
Oh, lovely.
Shishkin. Second race, Brewing Up a Storm. And third race is Vindication. Fourth race, that's how you pronounce that.
Absolutely.
And sixth race, Imperial Aura.
Excellent.
Aura, I was
good
going to say.
Good man, Daryl. Good
man. Right, thank you very much, Daryl.
We'll bear those in mind. Bose Richie's been on as well in the spot, English Ian there too. Right, birthdays today. Right, what a rogues gallery for you
really?
Today.
Oh, really? Oh, good.
This is what I have for you today, right? I've got an ass kicker. I've got a flasher. I've got a crook. A madman and a supermodel.
The Ass Kicker, The Flasher, The Crook and The Madman. It sounds like one of the greatest novels ever written.
Absolutely. I only added on to Supermodel this morning, actually.
Oh, good,
I was
right.
Just going to leave it as The Ass Kicker, The Flasher, The Crook and The Madman.
Jim McKay, that might be the greatest sentence you've ever said. I have to say, that's like one of the greatest things. The images in my brain over all of that.
Right, shall we start with The Ass Kicker?
Let's start with The Ass Kicker.
Because I think he'll be a hero of yours. And also, I'm going to give you this because it's a significant birthday as
right.
well.
It's not Conor McGregor, then.
No. Ass Kicker, Chuck Norris.
Oh, my holy smoke almighty. What an amazing
ass kicker.
The man who framed jokes that defined toughness.
That's extraordinary, isn't it?
Jokes that define toughness.
He's become a benchmark.
For toughness, yeah. Yeah. I think the biggest compliment I ever gave, I met Sean Kelly. And you know the way you hate cycling, but I'm actually kind of into it. I just don't get to talk about it much, you know.
Because you're weird.
But
I can't let you out in public if you ever start talking about cycling.
And Sean
People
Kelly,
be embarrassed.
Regardless of what anyone says, is the toughest man that has ever lived.
Right.
And when I met him, I think I gave him the best compliment I've given anyone. I said, Sean, you know Chuck Norris wears Sean Kelly pajamas when he goes to bed.
Yeah.
And Sean Kelly's not a very animated type of a fella, but I did get a...
Which by his standards is a proper guffaw.
Which I thought was a huge victory now, I'll be honest with you. I was delighted.
I'll tell you, there was I watched that thing, it was on Netflix, it was on Sky. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It was called I Am Bruce Lee or I Am
I haven't seen that.
Anyway, documentary about his life or whatever, his missus is in it and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But there's one lad in it who sort of breaks ranks a bit.
Oh
and
yeah.
Sort of implies that Chuck Norris
was the real deal.
Was better.
Shut up. Really?
I think that's ludicrous, to be perfectly honest.
I don't.
But,
there ain't no Bruce Lee jokes.
But anyway, because they appeared in movies together, obviously, you know, back in the day.
Of course they did, yeah. There's the famous one where one of the moves Bruce Lee does is he grabs Chuck Norris by the chest hair and turns him all the way around. Remember that one?
No.
Oh, I don't remember that. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, right, so Ass Kicker Chuck Norris is. Come on, significant birthday. You got
See,
this.
He's 70 years old.
He's 80, man.
Ah, no.
What are you doing? He's 80. He's been around forever.
That's a bad start now. I really should have got that.
Let's move on to The Flasher, shall we?
Chuck Norris has just kicked my ass.
Exactly.
Again.
Without even being here.
Without even being here, he can kick my ass.
Right, you ready for The Flasher?
Yeah.
Okay, it is Sharon Stone's birthday today.
Sharon Stone, yeah.
From
Basic Instinct. Yeah, that famous scene. My God, that was a scene. That was a movie scene that changed the world. She literally changed the world by doing the whole...
By not changing her underwear.
By not changing her pants. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing?
It was extraordinary.
It was extraordinary at the time. No one had seen anything like it.
And the amount of gags that went around at the time about... broken pause buttons on them.
Oh yeah. That's right.
Back in the day. It was a different time.
It really was a different time. The fact that there was that much furore and scandal over the bottom end of a lady
In the dark.
You know what I mean? Whereas now you can't even open your phone without some idiot sending you a picture of the bottom end of somebody.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
Like when I think of it, the same fella gets sent to me all the time. The big flanger. I don't understand the world we're living in now. I preferred it back then.
Yeah.
When
keep it to yourself, people.
Yeah, you know, there was 1/100 of a second of the bottom of the lady, and it shocked the world.
It is possible to get too much of a good thing, you know.
Yeah, it is. You're right. And we weren't even that innocent. I suppose it was just I suppose it's the bottom end of a very famous lady. That's what gets people. You know, like if you've seen Tom Cruise, if there was a picture of Tom Cruise's willy going around, you'd be absolutely shocked by that as well. I suppose.
Correct. And the amount of kind of not memes, but the whole kind of like, you know, the Saturday Night Live
style things, all the
comedy sketch shows.
The parodies on it was brilliant.
Right, so how old is Sharon Stone?
She is 56.
She's 62.
Oh, God.
62. Right, we're on to The Crook, right?
Yeah.
The Crook is Sepp Blatter.
Sepp Blatter.
Yeah. Proper crook.
Sepp Blatter. Oh, yeah.
You know, the
football. I was thinking of course. FIFA. Mr. FIFA.
Mr. FIFA.
Oh, Mr. Moneybags. Yeah. Oh, the proper crook. Yeah. Make the Anglo-Irish bank look like a charity.
The man that John Delaney could have been if he tried a bit
harder. Oh, he did his best. He did his best.
I looked up to Seth.
You had a go, John. You are no Seth Blatter, but you had a go yourself.
You gave it a decent
go. It was the holy trinity of football corruption. Seth Blatter.
Michel Platini.
And John Delaney, yeah. Oh, John Delaney. Yeah, I know. God almighty, what was going on in FIFA? It was unreal, wasn't it?
Crazy.
I don't think anybody realised the depth it was. Like, how absolute.
Yeah. If you have to get...
The fact that there's going to be a World Cup in Qatar, that was what brought them all down, really.
But if you have to get the FBI and the blooming CIA and the fucking everything else, I mean, you know what I mean? It's like a...
Yeah.
My God.
Untouchable.
Like a nation of its own.
It was, like the Vatican. The football Vatican.
He was the Pope
of football.
Yeah.
And they brought him down.
He was the dodgy type popes back when the Borgias were on the go.
Yeah. When you'd have a lad's head off. One of them. Right, I'm going to say he's not a young man.
No, not a young man now. Is he in his 80s? He is.
Yeah, I'm going to say he's like 83.
Oh, my God. You literally knocked it off Sepp Blatter's post. He's 84.
Fart, right. Not a bad one.
84. Right, madman. Is madman actor John Hamm.
Oh, yeah, I like him.
Yeah, you see, you like madman.
I do, yeah.
Those really slow movies.
Yeah, nothing happens. I love it. Yeah, you're watching.
I tried about 5 or 6 episodes of that
night. Very good.
Couldn't stay awake.
Oh, it's great. Like, it's literally nothing happened. I watched it for 7 years, and it leaves in the same place it starts.
I mean, you know, look, don't get me wrong. When somebody says to you, look, it's kind of, there's a loss of ass patting and whiskey drinking, you think, well, this is the program for me.
Yeah.
But no, it just didn't happen.
Yeah. It worked for me now. I was very taken by it. It's just, I love things like that. Where
it did look great.
It's like meditative.
It did look great.
Yeah.
It looks great on screen, Mad Men.
It does. It looks fantastic. The whole look of 50s New York at the start. Yeah, and it goes into the 70s at the end. It's how long the show is.
Felt like that, and I only watched 5 episodes.
Did you? And that's what I loved about it.
Right.
John Hamm is...
Now, I think this guy might be younger than you think
I'd say he's early 50s, is he?
He's not even.
You're joking.
No.
Right, well, he's 49 then.
Yes, he is.
Ah, go on over that.
49, absolutely. And then supermodel to finish. Let me just say this to you. Hello, boys.
Oh, Eva Longoria.
No, Eva Herzegovina.
Eva Herzegovina, that's a country.
No, it's Eva Herzegova.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Eva Longoria. She was Desperate
Housewives. Desperate Housewives, yeah.
Yeah, hello, boys.
I'll never forget that.
Remember the absolute... You want to talk Ferrari?
Ferrari over.
There's lads claiming they crashed their cars. All this kind of stuff.
I nearly cycled bike into the Connolly Station a couple of times. They were very different times.
They were different times.
I'd never seen a set of knockers that big before on a train station. I was going past that. They
weren't even that big.
No, I mean, it was just the way...
You mean comparatively on a billboard?
I mean on the billboard. They were the hugest of knockers. Why are you joking?
Because the whole idea...
The same size as the front of the Dart.
Oh, exactly. But the whole idea was, because, I mean, later on there was arguments about whether or not Wonderbra should be reported to the trade descriptions people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For, like, false advertising.
I know, yeah, because everybody thought they'd get a set of them.
You know what I mean? The old Wonderbra... Made everything appear bigger.
But I cycled into Long Lane. I had to cycle in there every morning. On a BMX and all, I was doing it.
Wow.
There's nothing more pathetic than a teenager staring at a train station on his way to work. I can tell you that much. But that was another time.
She's very good at pottery.
Is she very good at pottery?
So the story goes. She likes a bit of pottery. She probably makes jugs. Come on, stop it. Let's grow up around here, people.
I don't want to grow up. I want to go back to being the young lad staring at the train station. I gotta say, she's now. Well, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, but not that old, man. She must have been very young at the time.
Right,
can I just go as far as to say, you know, you on your BMX cycling in to look at the train station, I mean, she might have been of a similar vintage to yourself.
Kidding me.
I know, I found it hard to believe, to be honest with you, but
I'd say she's 48 then.
She's 47.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. She was too young for that. Oh, that's
terrible. How old were you at the time?
I thought I was only like 16.
Wait, well, she was 17.
No.
Well, either you were older.
I'm disgusted now.
You were older.
I'm disgusted with myself and the train station.
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7 to 7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff, thanks, Tara. 6:33. How are you this morning?
Good
Tuesday.
Morning.
Well, Tuesday, one of those weird ones, isn't it?
It is. It's the day I hate.
Yeah.
And this morning I was in remarkably good form because for the first, I'd say, 45 minutes after I woke up, I thought it was Wednesday. And then went, hang on, Monday,
smell
Tuesday,
off that.
What?
It's always great when you think you're a day behind yourself.
I know it is, yeah.
But
not.
The other way around is no crack at all.
Yeah,
no.
Tuesday, I'm afraid, is a low point, isn't it, for all of us?
It is.
I like just seeing you
well,
as miserable, you
would.
You know.
You're such a contrary.
You're such a contrary so-and-so.
You're contrary for contrary's sake, I think, now at this stage.
You're contrary vid 19, you are. That's what you
are.
I like it.
I feel attacked.
Do you know what? His birthday's coming up. We'll buy him the T-shirt with that emblazoned on it, will we?
Oh, yeah.
Contrary vid 19.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's got a ring to it, in fairness.
It has, actually,
doesn't it?
Yeah. It has, yeah.
That'll be great now, PJ. It'll be your greatest birthday ever, because even if people wanted to celebrate it, everybody be in isolation. You'll literally be left alone for your birthday. Whether you want it or not.
Is it too wild to speculate that PJ might be responsible for COVID-19 in Ireland?
No,
everyone will have to stay home and leave him alone.
This is an excuse to stay home. Yeah.
This is an outrageous accusation. Outrageous.
Yeah.
What he really means by that is you can't prove it.
No, exactly. You can't prove it. Every cloud is a silver lining, though. We might have snow on the way later in the week, lads. So that might help.
You're actually joking.
Oh my God,
that's another
almighty.
Good reason to stay home, isn't it?
Oh God, I can't take any more this year. This year is kicking me to death.
Yeah, there's a couple of tunes back to back.
I love that. Anything by The Cure is brilliant.
Close to Me and The Boss with Born in the USA. And their tunes back to back.
Proper tunes.
Oh, yes. 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock. How are we, folks? Tuesday, 10th of March. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout on WhatsApp, whatever's going on for you, whatever's happening out and about, it feels. Now I'm gonna. I could be just preempting, so it feels quiet to me.
Where?
On the old WhatsApp this morning.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm wondering whether people are self-isolating.
They're afraid to touch their phones.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It feels quieter than it normally is on the old WhatsApp this morning. Are you out there?
Hello. That's what happens in those zombie movies, isn't it? You get some lad in the radio going, "Is anybody out there?"
Do you think now if this thing gets worse, that, you know, we'll be coming to work, the three of us will be coming to work, or four of us, obviously, with Tara there, coming to work, like, and we'll be the only people on the streets?
Feels like that anyway, to be honest. By the time we come in,
must be joking. The traffic's, I always think the traffic's mad. It always occurs to me, where are you people going?
Really? Yeah.
I have to be up at this term of the morning. What are you people doing?
Yeah, get out of me way. I don't know, it's be hard, but heavy traffic means you're just like, you can just see other cars. That's for coming in.
Oh, yeah, no, exactly. It's not exactly jams.
Yeah,
if I happen to be driving down and there's one car behind me that has its lights on, I'm like, for God's sake, you're blinding me over here.
Can you not go somewhere else? Because you're not going a different way. I go this way every day.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, folks, what have we got for you today? Well, the start at Cheltenham. I mean, to be honest with you, we're all pretty much amazed it's going ahead.
It's going ahead. Can't believe it, really.
And as PJ was saying earlier on, one of the sports journalists tweeting about how it's a ghost town.
Johnny Ward,
by comparison.
Saying it was eerie last night. It was eerily quiet, he said. Like a ghost town.
Wow.
So, which is unusual because obviously, like, I know lads, I'm sure you know lads, who would take the whole week off work just for Cheltenham.
Yeah.
This would be their sort of annual holiday. They'd be over there going on a completely flahoolock, and obviously it hasn't happened this year.
No. And the weird thing about it is, despite that, it is going ahead, and Boyle Sports have very nicely given us our charity best. So PJ and myself are going to divvy up £50, and we're going to try and win a few bob if we can for NCBI, which is our charity at the moment. So that's what we're going to try and do. So we'll have a bit of a scout around and see what tickles our fancy. We've already had tips in from Daryl. Earlier on, hopefully, Kerry Dave. Kerry Dave, are you out there?
Kerry Dave, yeah. Give us a
Dave's our tipster extraordinaire.
Yeah, you won a whole packet, a big jug of sweets. I think Jim won the last time you gave him tips, and we appreciate your help here.
We'll do that probably after 8 o'clock this morning. Also, just after 7, of course, back on the trail of the Cape Crusader. We're trying to find the Cape Crusader to get you into the draw to win that amazing trip to South Africa to Cape Town. Incredible prize. This is the week it gets won. Friday, PJ and myself are going to make that winning phone call.
Yes, we
so
will.
So we need to get a few more names into the draw. No hit bit today. Of course, it was won last Friday, but Magic Mike yesterday, he promised us tomorrow will be the launch of a brand new hit bit.
Indeed.
Just to kind of help you over hump day. Give you something to look forward to on the midweek thing.
Yeah. So tomorrow we're going to launch the new one. I think it'll be, what, 500 quid, is it?
500 quid,
yeah. I tell you something though, enjoy this hit bit because we're not getting any clues out of the mic for a long time.
No.
For a long time.
It's extraordinary that how quickly
it does
go.
We're closer to a cure for the coronavirus than we are to get a clue out of the mic. Because there's no way, it goes too fast after.
Probably very true. So that's a little bit of what's on the menu for us today. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. And of course, alongside all of that, it'll be the wild and woolly shenanigans that float around inside the head of PJ Gallagher. They'll be coming out and wafting across the airwaves over the next few hours as well.
No one's happy about that. I'll do my best to rein that in.
Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, almost 12 minutes past 7 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 10th of March.
We can't stop talking about dogs.
What's this wee business, Kimo Sabi?
Oh, hold on.
You can't stop talking about dogs.
Yeah, we can't stop talking about dogs.
He won't let go of the Crufts thing. I know Crufts is over and all that, and he had his tired and emotional kind of episode on Instagram
fantastic.
And all that, but he just won't let go. He's not prepared to just let go yet, so he's found something else,
Jim McCabe,
that involves dogs.
Well, I have. By the way, just to go back on Crufts, that little wire-haired Dachshund that won it, what a tremendous animal. Not only did he win the big one live,
he dropped the big one.
He made his handler, he made his human pick up a poo live on TV.
Yeah.
What a champion. Conor McGregor cut his nothing on him. But now they're saying there's a problem with dogs and cats in Ireland. They're all overweight, they're obese, well not all of them, 60% of dogs in Ireland.
So genuinely, Ireland has a problem with fat cats.
Fat cats, yeah. Yeah.
And it's not the bankers this time.
And this time it's not bankers, it's
actual fat cats.
Fat cats and pudgy pugs and pudgy dogs,
no.
Yeah. And it's becoming a growing epidemic. A staggering proportion, they say, at 60% of dogs and cats are heavier than they should be. So Pet Mania, they did this big survey, you know, big survey to figure out what's going on and if they're all right. And they're absolutely not all right. They're living like they're, I don't know, mad Americans, stuffing their faces with everything they can get. And obviously the owners.
Well, that's what
we just can't stop giving in to them.
Yeah, is that it's kind of like, you know, a bit almost too much love.
Yeah.
It's like you just can't say no. And and you just want to constantly treat them and
Look at the face on him. And he's a, you know, the drool starts coming. And then
to be fair, they're never going to turn around and go, no, thanks, listen, no, you're grand.
No, you're all right.
I had a big feed there earlier on.
No, I had a McDonald's in the car on the way up. They don't do that.
Yeah.
They never do that. They never know when they've had enough. They always want to eat. My ex, she made a ferocious mistake and bought 5 bags of treats for dog training school.
Right.
Walked down to the shop for a minute and came back and one of the dogs ate 5 sacks of treats. She was just sitting there with a huge big belly on her. She's got the whole lot.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Just wolfed it all down.
Yeah, like 18 quid's worth of miniature bones.
So have they no little like
they've no
full,
trigger.
Full sense thing or whatever it is that's
no,
supposed to.
No, they just keep eating. Like they just keep eating. Yeah. They just
Do you remember? It wasn't that long ago. Well, okay, maybe it was a few years ago. Remember they were having a go like at parents for like the same sort of thing with kids. That,
yeah.
You know, they love their kids so much, they're constantly treating them, they can't say no to them.
That's it, yeah.
All that sort of stuff. So as a result, you end up with these kids who'll just, you know, ask for chocolate and sweets and crisps and just anything, whatever.
Anything
and
at
chips
all.
And you name it and takeaways.
Just put the hand out.
Exactly.
And
parents cave in, then you end up with
Look at his little face, though. I know.
Yeah, but it's not little anymore. That's the problem.
His face, he's got a whole full moon of a head now because you keep giving him the silly things.
So,
and you have to be very careful because people are taking, you know, if you're people like me, even very, very sensitive around our animals.
Yeah.
It's like children. You can't just walk up to someone and say, "Is that your fat cat?" Excuse me. You can't do that. You can't come and say, "Jesus, your dog.
Size of
your dog could do it losing a few pounds. Look at him, he looks like a little barrel.
How very dare you.
Excuse me.
Don't you be body shaming my dog.
Yeah, he's a big bones Labrador.
Yeah. You know, no, the trouble with him is big bones with meat and gravy. That's his problem.
Yeah. Yeah. And like we sympathise with the dogs, but they're all too big.
So
Irish
that's
dogs.
It. It's too much love, is it? It's too much treats,
too much attention,
and not enough get out and walk.
And the portion sizes, because you know when you see the actual portion size, the vet says this is the portion size, and you look at it and you go, she's going to starve to death on that. And that's the actual amount. That's the right amount.
You see, this is the thing. Look at this now, right? Tracy in Galway has sent in a picture of her cat Molly, right?
Yeah.
Refusing to accept that Molly is fat. She's just cuddly.
Now, I'm looking at a picture of Molly. I am looking at it. And Molly is a beautiful cat. But I'm telling you right now, that cat is going to get diabetes. That cat is on the door. That cat is not well. He's a very happy cat, I'm sure. Yeah. Living his best life. But that cat...
That cat's enjoying life.
That cat must be eating chocolate-covered salmon because right. That cat is really having the crack.
Yeah.
And once again, you see, now I'm insulting people. I don't mean to insult people. But it's just...
I'm just reading this story about somebody's been on to say, my sister's dog once jumped up and took a whole boiled ham off the counter.
Oh, my God.
At the whole thing.
Yeah.
At my dad's feet. But he didn't even notice. And then proceeded to drink a load of water and pee all over the place. That bit is probably superfluous to
the
story.
Like,
but, you know,
isn't it amazing the way animals act like people do when they're drunk? You know what I mean? They eat a whole ham and then go and then slash all over the place. Like, this is what it reminds me of. Like, dogs just don't know how to say no. Remember telling about my deaf neighbour?
Yeah.
And the dog went past him. And he'd always agree with you because he didn't want to admit he was deaf.
Yeah,
you know?
So he'd just go, yeah.
So, yeah. And the dog went past him into his house. I mean, mother was standing there going, the dog is eating your food off the grill behind you. And he was like, yeah. And she goes, turn around, the dog is eating your food off the grill. Like, yeah, that's right, yeah. And then he closed the door with himself in the dog and came back, of course, with the dog then, shouting at me ma going, your dog is after eating all my food off the grill. Which, it's not the dog's fault.
So there you go. You're going to have to watch out for your pooches and your pugs and your whatnots and your pussycats and all the rest of it because they're getting fat.
Yeah, this is the reason you never see a guard dog in a butcher shop. You know, the dog doesn't know how to say no.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'd protect the butcher shop, but he's not going to last very long, is he?
Yeah, but he's protecting it on the basis. It's like he's keeping everybody out because, I tell you, see, I'm not taking my food.
Yeah. Getting his mates in. There is nothing funnier than a dog eating sausages. I don't know what it is. It's just, it's so pleasurable to give your dog food as well. There's something so...
You see?
Putting a bit of peanut butter on a spoon.
You're starting to slide there.
And then letting them lick it and then watching them just going there.
You're starting to slide there. You know what I mean?
You're right.
Your dogs all right, yeah? They're in good condition, are they? You take them, you probably take them to the gym and everything, do you?
Yeah,
you probably have your dogs working out and everything.
I will say...
With sweatbands. Yeah.
One of them is a little bit fat. But she is in dog school, so the treats are, you know.
Dog school?
Yeah, she's in dog school, yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she has to go to dog school. Oh, my God. It's a proper school for anxiety dogs and all.
Oh.
I've got a dog with proper issues here.
Right.
So you don't call my dogs fat, right?
Yeah. How dare you? Ace of Base, all that she wants here at Classic Hits. Almost 7:22. Dan's been on from Cork. Jim, are you really surprised that PJ's dog has issues?
Hey,
oh.
It's got nothing to do with me, right? I've got one almost well-balanced dog and another one that's going completely nuts, unfortunately.
Anyway, it's almost 7:22. Don't forget, we're going to be going in search of our Cape Crusader. Well, hopefully a qualifier from our Cape Crusader. It was a tough one today, so it'll be interesting to see if we get somebody who got it right. Because there was it didn't immediately spring to mind.
No.
A bit tougher than normal.
I still haven't worked it out.
Yeah, and don't forget, today, of course, we do start our Cheltenham. Cheltenham kicks off today, and we do start our Cheltenham charity bets. Remember, always gamble responsibly. When the fun stops, stop. We'll be doing everything just for charity. It's for the NCBI. This time we have to say a big thanks to Boyle Sports for coming on board with us and giving us a dig out with this.
Absolutely we do,
So have you been consulting the form?
I have. I'm going to start now. I had a quick look there yesterday. I had a snoop around yesterday.
Right.
There's a couple there I think are great for you.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I was hoping to be a couple of horses called Big Gorilla and all these, but I can't. I'm struggling now.
Guaranteed Irish, Van Morrison's Brown Eyed Girl. Here are Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 24 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Lots still to come, of course. We're going to find our qualifier for the Cape Crusader, of course. Get another name into the draw for the chance to head off on that amazing trip to South Africa. Of course, the draw is happening this Friday, so we'll be finding a qualifier very soon. Also, remember, after 8, Cheltenham starting today, so we're going to kick off our charity tips. A couple of warnings go with that. The obvious ones, like, you know, always gamble responsibly, and when the fun stops, stop. And also, never listen to anything we say.
Yes.
Right?
Those are very, very important
tips. They're
very important. That's actually the biggest tip you're going to give today, to be quite honest.
Yeah, don't listen to PJ or myself.
Yeah.
But we do have to say thanks to Boyle Sports for coming on board with this and giving us the charity bets, which are in aid of the NCBI this time around. So that's on the way after 8 o'clock. In the meantime, that technological type music in the background there is setting it up nicely for my very learned friend and colleague, PJ Gallagher, to tell you a thing or two.
I will tell you a thing or two. Millions of budding innovators, of which we have Mike Hogan here in this studio, is one of them.
He's always making things.
He's always going on with his ideas.
The time he wanted to put flashlights on his slippers?
A perfect example of the ludicrousness of what this story is. So they think they have a great idea. All these millions of budding innovators think they're the best idea ever that's going to make them millions, but half of them don't think they can actually make it a reality. Can I just say, before we even go on, half of them, I would say 1% of people who have these amazing ideas,
right,
probably actually have the ability to go on and make something of it. Like, I mean, when I was a kid, think of everything that Elon Musk is doing. The chances of me doing any of it were zero.
You thought of electric cars and...
Yeah, flying cars.
And
rockets
PayPal
that would land themselves.
PayPal.
Okay, you never thought of PayPal. There's no way, right, Grant. Maybe not everything. But I will say, just having the idea means absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
It means nothing. And we've all been around people like that. You know, someone comes out with a new invention and then your mate, Eddie, from the pub or something goes, he's not that robbing me idea. Eddie... Nobody robs your idea.
Do you know what it's like?
You just thought.
It's like just something. My son Daniel sent me a thing the other day, right? Because I was telling him about, you know, the way we were going on all the time about the carveries.
Yeah.
Right? And we were going to do a carvery tour.
Yeah.
And
we were going to rate carveries.
Too late, buddy.
What do you mean?
It's already up there.
Shut up.
Yeah. There's a.
What?
There's a. I was going to say there's an app, but there's like a blog or whatever. Of
Stop it.
Them doing, yeah, carvery kind of, you know, reviews and testing and all that sort of stuff.
I'm absolutely devastated.
I'll find it on my phone. I'll send it on to you. Dan sent it to me the other day.
Why did you tell me
somebody
this?
Stole your idea.
Why did you tell me this today on air?
Because you're talking about great ideas that nobody ever acts on.
You have to get...
We never acted on
it. I was working on it. I was working on it.
I'm literally adding to your story the way you said this is what happens. And now it's happened to us.
Yeah, but I was genuinely working on it. I keep bringing it up. I keep talking about it. I'm sticking it back
anyway,
in.
Anyway, look. You know, there's more than one chocolate bar in the world, okay?
Yeah.
PJ and Jim's carvery reviews would be far more important than... I don't even know who this other person is. Probably some stupid celebrity chef or something.
God, there's nothing worse than an innovator that does what he says. So annoying.
That actually follows up on his idea.
God almighty.
Show-offs.
And anyway, it does say 4 in 10 agree it's very difficult to set up a non-traditional business model.
Right.
Well, don't I know. Haven't I just been slapped in the mush? Other obstacles include not having the money to start. You didn't even need money. You just need a price for carvery every Sunday is all we needed.
Yeah.
Not having the right networking opportunities. Oh, for God's sake. We literally on the radio. How did someone beat us to this?
I'm going to find out who it is now.
And the lack of confidence. Well, that's Jim's fault.
What did I do?
You have a lack of confidence. You don't believe in yourself at all.
That's very true.
Oh, that's an awful shame. I can't believe someone beat it to us. I mean, it's probably not making anybody any money, but it would have been great fun putting
Instagram.
It together.
It's on Instagram. It's called Carvery Advisor. Welcome to the Carvery Advisor. New review every week. DM us with some carvery recommendations and we'll check them out.
Oh. And it's an Irish one, is it?
An Irish one. Well, I think, yeah. Oh. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah.
Carvery Advisor. I can't, not only now.
There's literally only one picture. Mind you, it's a very nice picture. See that? That's a good carvery there.
Oh, there's only one picture.
It's only one. They've only started.
Oh, we're miles ahead. Right, we can do it. We can beat these people. Oh, there's two pictures now, Jim.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, there's two, yeah.
And they've only got 170 followers, for God's sake.
Well,
so you've got 75 million followers or
something.
So
let's stop plugging them down.
The only thing, trouble is, right, the success we have, the advantage we have over them is you'll be able to do your carvery advisors drunk. You know what I mean? Now, always drink responsibly. Never behave the way PJ behaves. But you do tend to get a lot of traction when you do things on Instagram.
Seems that way.
When you're tired and emotional.
About 150 followers. Because I did crops. Half cut.
So if we, did half cut carveries.
I know. Oh my God. Now you have it.
Yeah.
Innovators.
Innovators we are.
Half cut carveries. Elon Musk is in the halfpenny place to us now, Jim.
That's it. Our next project will be half cut carvery reviews. That's it. Carvery reviews half cut. We'll work on the name.
I can't wait until we get our own RT show and all. And now to half cut carveries with PJ and Jim.
All right. It's time to play the Classic Hits Cape Crusader. Can you guess where he is?
That's what it's all about, trying to guess where the Cape Crusader is for your chance to get your place in the draw, in with a chance of getting the phone call from PJ and myself on Friday and heading off to South Africa. Incredible prize that it is. And I have to say, this time round,
we were baffled.
It was tougher for us.
Baffled.
Normally it's a gimme.
We struggled now. And then I hit the Google to try and figure out where we were. And yeah, I'll be honest with you.
Because this was the original. This is what Captain... This is what the Cape Crusader... Yeah. Why am I on this
You had a perfect all last week. You were flying about in the butter.
Now Captain Caveman's gotten into my head and I can't think of anything else.
You've gotten Captain Caveman. Yeah, I don't know where you got... He snuck into your head and now you can't shake him out, yeah?
Anyway, the Cape Crusader told us this morning.
The Cape Crusader, back again with another clue for you. But where am I? I'm in the world's largest city. It has the longest metro in the world. And also, where I am is known as the Oriental Paris. Put your thinking caps on, and I'll be back soon.
Right.
The thing about it is, right, so we were stumped, PJ and myself. We genuinely couldn't come up with the answer. So PJ, in fairness to him, hit the Google.
Hit the Google. It was their largest city in the world. It was their grand. It's Tokyo. Tokyo's the answer.
Okay.
And then he went, hold on a minute.
Longest metro in the world.
Longest metro in the world was right beside the Google search.
Yeah.
And I clicked onto that and that's in Seoul in South Korea.
Oh.
So I was like, okay, it's either Tokyo or Seoul in South Korea. So I thought... here's what I'll do. There's one thing left.
The Paris of Asia.
The Paris of the Orient.
Or the Orient.
I'll Google that one.
Right.
And as soon as I Google that one, that'll sum it up. But that's Shanghai. So he's in three different places at once. So Captain Caveman, or the Cape Crusader, or whatever you want to call him.
He was actually a touch Captain Caveman today.
And here's the mad thing is, when we asked him, where are you? He said Beijing. So there's we have a little bit of a problem here.
But we found a solution.
We found a solution.
Yeah.
And the solution is, basically, if you said any of those cities, you got into the draw today.
Right. So if you did get Beijing, which was the right answer.
Yeah.
If you got Tokyo.
It wasn't.
If you got Tokyo, which was one part of the right answer. Seoul, which was another part of the right answer.
Yeah.
Or, what was the last one?
Shanghai,
which is another part. Any of those four cities,
you're in
the draw.
So we better check. I think the Cape Crusader got a little kick in the head there during the week. So we're going to make sure he's all right. We're going to check him for the virus and everything. See if he's all right. But in the meantime, Linda O'Leary in Galway is in the draw for
entrance. Right, for sure.
And what city she guessed, I don't even want to guess on myself.
Who knows? But anybody who got those right will stick you in. And remember, it is an incredible prize. It's worth sticking at it. You'll get another chance to play with Niall Boylan later on. But it is an incredible prize. All with thanks to Turkish Airlines, Widen Your World, Sunway Holidays, Your Holiday, Your Way, and Multitrip.com. Protect you and your family's holiday with Ireland's favourite and trusted travel insurance provider. Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 10th of March. It's almost 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Tuesday, 10th of March, of course, and the start, PJ, of this. Yes, indeed. Many people, myself included, I have to confess, didn't think this was going to happen this year in the current circumstances. I really didn't think Cheltenham was going to go ahead.
Absolutely not. I was saying it was definitely, as far as I was concerned, it was a write-off. But nonetheless, today is the day.
Mm.
I was going to say it kicks off, but whatever horses do, it runs off today.
And they're under starter's orders. Yes, absolutely. It does kick off today. You're right. And the thing about it is, Boyle Sports has come on board. It's become a kind of a thing for us every year, of course. Boyle Sports have come on board and they've given us some charity bets to do, right? Because you need to always gamble responsibly. When the fun stops, and all that sort of stuff. But we're doing it for the NCBI this year.
Yes, we are,
We're going to try and get a few quid. Now,
Great, obviously,
if you've been with us over previous years when we've done that, you'll know that there's very little chance of us actually making any money out of this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look, the last few years we failed miserably, but yeah. I am not going to be the person that gives up just because of previous failures. I am the type of
Never.
Person who will keep failing.
Yeah.
As long as I'm enjoying it.
Correct. Enjoyment is the key.
Enjoyment is the key.
It's not about the money.
It's not.
It's about the fun.
It's about the fun.
That's the secret.
Hopefully we can make a few quid for the NCBI. Yeah.
I have been sort of trying to help, you know, I want to do my bit for you as well. So you know the way a lot of people, they pick horses based on just the name of the horse.
Oh, I do.
So a name jumps out at them.
Yeah.
And so there's a few jumped out for you. There's one called Gumball. There's another one called Hollow Sound.
Hollow.
I mean, that's, you know.
You know
if
something.
If that doesn't say PJ Gallagher. Well, I mean, the other one I
found. The worst part is I actually see your point there. I agree with you there, to be honest.
And then Mr. Malarkey.
Mr. Malarkey. Very good.
That has you written all over it.
Mr. Malarkey. Yeah, I saw one there. It's actually in the 130 today. 14 to 1. Captain Guinness. I can't think of a horse that would suit Jim more. In fact, that's what we should call Jim. Is there Captain Guinness?
I'm going to do that.
On a Monday morning, here's Captain Guinness now. Look at him.
Look at that.
Captain, he's at half one. He's 14s.
Oh, my God.
Half one there. The first
Rachel
race of the
Blackmore.
Day.
Oh, hang on. That's going to be one of my bets.
Well, there you go.
That's it now. I'm actually taking you at your word there.
Where's Hollow Sound? Where's Hollow Sound running? I like the sound of him.
Hollow Sound? Where did I find that?
I'll sure look. He's not on these selections.
Yeah, he's in the same race.
Oh, is he in the half one?
I don't think he's any good.
Well, that sounds about right, doesn't it? Right, maybe I'll leave him out.
So here's the story, right? So
200 to 1. I'm putting €1 of my own on him.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, €1 each way.
I'll be sick if he wins.
€1 each way. I'm doing that my own. I won't use this money. That's amazing.
Right, well, so here's the story, right? So Boyle Sports have given us €50 between us, right? So we've €25 piece to try and win a few quid for the NCBI. As I say, always gamble responsibly. When the fun stops, stop. And our big thanks to Boyle Sports for coming on board with this. So after that, right, from PJ, this is the way I'm going to do this, right? I'm going to go €5 each way on that Captain Guinness.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome.
Rachel Blackmore and Henry de Bromhead. That's 14 to 1, did you say?
14s, yeah.
So that's in the half one. I'm going to go £5 each way on a horse called Darver Star in the half three.
Right.
That's 12 to 1.
Very good.
So that's a £5 each way. And then I'm going to go my last fiver, a fiver win on a horse called Galvin in the 10 to 5. So they're my three. They're my three. So 2 5s each way and then a €5 win.
Right.
That's what I've gone for.
Very
right.
good.
What are
right.
you going for?
Right, okay. In the 2:10.
Right.
Feck our doodaries. Feck our doodarian.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Fakir doodari. Yeah, I know
you
the
sure?
one you're talking about.
Right, well, him, he's got capital letters in the middle of his name and everything.
That'd
so
be
he
quite
has
a short
to be good.
Price. He'd be a favourite, would he?
Yeah, he's actually a 4 to 1 at the moment.
4 to 1, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Fecker. So Fecker there. I'm going to put a fiver on the Fecker there.
Good for you. Yeah,
Fecker
do
there.
That's a fiver down.
Yeah, and that'll do as a win. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
straight
yeah.
up, because he's now, you know, there's not much chance of winning big cash on that little Fecker there. So I will put that there, and then 10 to 5,
right?
Or 6 or 4:50 or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how horsey people say times.
Yeah.
So 4:50, train wreck. Yeah.
Train wreck.
Because I think
That's a great name.
It is a great name. I think it sums up our history in this event. I think it sums up the show. And I think it pretty much sums up the nation at the moment. You
train
know?
Wreck.
So
excellent.
Yeah, train wreck.
And that's again, that's another Henry de Bromhead, Rachel Blackmore.
Yeah,
collaboration.
That's why I picked it because the trainer is called Henry de Bromhead and I couldn't stop laughing at that.
De Bromhead.
No, Broomhead. Is it? Oh yeah, there's I wrote Broomhead. Look,
perfect.
I literally wrote Henry the Broomhead on my page. Look,
so you've got Facker and
Trainwreck, right? So
right.
I'm a fiver each way on him,
right?
Yeah, and then in the 14:50, I'm going for Soupy Soups. Soupy Soups. He's 9 years old, so he's more experienced than anybody.
What's this in?
The 14:50, the
right.
2:50,
and what's it called?
Soupy Soups.
Soupy
Soups. Yeah, Soupy Soups.
Oh, I see him there, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to win us loads of money. He's 40
Excellent.
To 1, man.
40 to 1. And
yeah.
You've got a fiver each way on him as
five
well.
Fiver each way on Soupy Soups. Yeah.
Soupy Soups.
He's going to definitely win. Soup is delicious.
Excellent. Soupy Soups. Right, so a €5 win on Fecker to Unpronounceables.
Yeah.
A fiver each way on Trainwreck and a fiver each way on
Soupy
Soups.
Soupy Soups, yeah.
Right. And then I've got a 5 for each round Captain Guinness, which kind of ties in with your soupy soups.
Ah, yeah.
Darver Star, a 5 for each way, and Galvin, a 5 a win. Right.
Brilliant.
Okay, we'll hand those over to Magical Michael. He'll get on to the very nice people at Boyle Sports, and they'll just start counting out our winnings.
Brilliant, I imagine they will.
Yeah.
You'll all be looking ridiculous now when Soupy Soups comes running in.
I tell you something.
And I'm celebrating with a bowl of broth.
I can't wait to see PJ shouting for Henry de Broomhead.
Come on, de Broomhead! He must be good.
Oh, I tell
you. You knew who I was talking about straight
Absolutely,
away.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, he's probably used to being called de Bromhead, but I mean, I'm sure he'd appreciate
it. I'm sure he's got a broom. I can't wait to see his haircut.
There you go, some guaranteed Irish U2s, even better than the real thing here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. I suspect that Magic Mike will probably put those charity bets up on our social media pages. You can find out and follow them. Or to be more specific, you can know what to avoid. Because if PJ and myself are putting money on them,
the chances
albeit
are
not even our money.
Yeah. The chances are that they're going to run off with it.
Yeah,
isn't that the thing? Yeah.
Pretty much.
But look,
much.
You never know. Like, we did have, there was I think we'd one day we did very, very well last year.
Yeah.
Now, we were surrounded by three of desperate ones, but.
The only thing I'd say, PJ, is to be fair to us, right? I mean, we've had, you know, celebrity kind of bettors with us in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But Simon Delaney.
That's true,
we
yeah.
We had Ken Doherty.
That's very true.
I mean, they were hopeless.
They were hopeless, yeah. They were lovely
two
fellas.
About it.
We great crack
they're,
with them.
They're two of the nicest people you could ever meet.
Ever meet.
Ever hope to meet.
Yeah.
Two absolute sound gentlemen.
But they couldn't pick their nose.
My God,
they couldn't pick their nose.
They couldn't pick a horse out of a lineup.
I know, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
So that's true,
so
yeah.
I don't think we've anything to live up
but
to here, PJ.
But the two of them were actually better than the professional tipster we had. I don't think he got one.
Who was the professor? We had somebody, didn't
we? We had a professor who was, he sounded the part and all.
Yeah.
How you doing, boys? You know, one of them voices. Remember him? What was his name? How you doing, boys? We're going to start off today. You know that we sound like that. At the half one today, boys, we're going to start. There's a lovely little filly there. She's got, you know, a lisp and everything. She's, whatever it was.
I don't know who that was.
No, remember him. Oh, I definitely remember
Magic
him.
Magic Mike is nodding along here, but I'm sure he's not going to name names. But
no,
still.
He certainly won't reveal who it is, but I do remember him. Yeah.
But
really?
Remember, he sounded like he was, like he was raised with horses. You know that accent that all the horse people have?
Yeah, that raised in a stable voice.
Yeah, right. Yeah. How's it going there, boys? Nice to see you now. It's going to be a wonderful day out. Remember, you know, that sort of thing. They all sound like that.
You just sound like you're speaking through a tannoy. That's the only thing. You just sound like a normal bloke speaking through a tannoy.
That's what they sound like. That's a good description of it.
Maybe that's what he was doing. Maybe he was on the other end of the phone with one of those loudspeakers going, "How you doing, boys?"
Yeah, we're going to start there if anybody's betting in the arena now. Yeah, the business.
Now you're drifting into Micheál O'Hare.
Am I? All right. I'm thinking too much about it, you see.
Anyway, listen, best of luck if you're doing anything with Cheltenham, but remember, of course, always gamble responsibly.
Absolutely.
When the fun stops, that's what it's all about. Day two of Breakfast Table Quiz on the way, of course, before 9 o'clock this morning, and fair to say, the bar hasn't been set overly high from yesterday's result.
Well, were we four? Was it four we got you?
Four.
Yeah, so
four.
Five or more will put you in the lead. We should be able to beat that. But in fairness now, don't be mocking. She had tough questions there.
That was very true. Very
it was
true.
A tough start there on the breakfast table quiz. Hoping to do better now today. Day two.
Kim Carnes, Betty Davis Eyes here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that, folks. Good to have you along. Thanks so much for all of the WhatsApps as well. 087-188-0008. Almost 22 minutes to 9. Here's one there, PJ, that you'll want to be part of for sure. Mick has sent us in a little WhatsApp to say, "Morning, guys. Can you give a big shout out to the Bohemians senior women's team?"
Oh, absolutely. Their first year, yeah.
They play their inaugural game this Saturday in Oscar Traynor Road at 2 p.m. against Athlone Town.
Ah, fantastic. Best of luck to them. And hopefully they get a crowd out to give them an old cheer on as well.
Absolutely. You'll be there, won't you?
I'm a little bit afraid of the old virus now. You know, but I do hope they do very, very well. I do.
Absolutely. 22 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Now, this is very important now. Because I know this is kind of like you're thinking, well, look, it's the morning time, it's energy, it's wake up happy, it's all that.
It
it's
is,
all
yeah,
go.
Yeah.
I know lots of us would like to be back in our bed, but imagine if you were getting up in the morning to go to work, to go to bed.
It sounds like a dream come true. There's people out there, and this is their literally their dream job. This is their dream job. A company is on the lookout right now to pay somebody to go to bed. I'm going
I'll
to just let that sit. I know.
I'll take it.
Sure, you'll be useless.
Don't get me wrong, PJ. I love working with you. Love working with Mike. It's, you know, Tara, fantastic.
Yeah.
But if you're going to pay me to go to bed.
Sure, you'll be useless at this. You never sleep. You can't even sleep when you're at home.
Jim, you, yeah, fair point.
Every morning Jim comes in, I can't get a wink of sleep. Jeez, I'm staring at
it's
the
been,
roof.
No, it's been better lately.
The nightmares. The big bear keeps chasing me.
No, it's been better lately. But mind you, to be fair, like, yeah. I mean, if I, yeah, but have you ever thought about the reason I can't sleep is because I'm thinking about the next morning and what I'm going to have to face when I come in here?
You're welcome. I know it. You're welcome. The excitement of coming into the two soundest lads in Ireland. I don't blame you, Jim. It's hard to sleep with myself sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, so what do you have to do to get this gig?
Well, it's in England, apparently, so you're going to have to get into this company called
grand.
Hillary's.
That's you out of the thing, because you'll never work in England.
Ah, no, I don't like working any. I don't even like work. You know what I mean? If it was up to me, I'd work at home. And then I wouldn't work there. No, you would in the garden or something, I'd work if I was given a half of a chance.
Right.
I never understood the wanting to go off foreign for work and everything.
Right, yeah.
You know, everybody's saying, would you not do the comedy over in England and all? No, I can't drive home after the show. I want to be at home in my own bed. But the better news is you don't even have to sleep well. So you can go in and have a bad sleep. So maybe you are...
There you go,
maybe
you
you're
see.
Not a bad person for this. This company called Hillary's, they're doing research. And all the research is about the impact of light and sound on people as they rest.
Right.
So they put you in different situations that they'll test you with. So they use you with blackout curtains and then various light and sound conditions, songs like this in the background, I suppose. And then once you're awake, you just wake up, fill in a questionnaire, and that's it. And they're paying £1,500 for 2 days. Pounds sterling.
I'll take it.
For 2 days. You have until the 9th of April to apply for this job, by the way.
It's not a full-time job then.
No, it's trying to carry out the research. I'm not sure how long it lasts, but for every two days you do, you get £1,500. It's not bad.
That's not bad.
£1,500 sterling, like, yeah. I don't know what that is in euro, but that's a
for
lot.
For somebody to have to say to you, how did you sleep?
Did you sleep well?
Oh, rubbish.
Would you like me
Thanks
to get you a teddy?
Just write that down.
Yeah, I'm just going to write down rubbish there. L. Jim slept rubbish. And is that how you'd normally sleep? Yes. And is there a reason for that? Yes. Have you seen my job? No. You could fill out all, that's all these things you've been asked.
Yeah. Can you succinctly put down the reasons you sleep so badly? Certainly. PJ Gallagher.
That's fairly harsh. I mean, if you want, I'll go to your house and sing to you at the end of your bed.
Oh, my God.
You think that'd help?
Oh, my God.
No.
Right.
I'd love that.
Jim, are you still asleep? Jim, I'm hungry. Jim, wake up and make me a sandwich, and I'll sing you back to sleep again. Where do you keep your butter, Jim?
Oh, my God.
You don't think that'd be nice?
That is the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Jim, I'm under the bed, Jim.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Ennis and Limerick for excellent exam results. It's got to be Julie Kilmartins Easter Revision Courses in Ennis and Limerick. See kes.ie.
Right, day two of the Breakfast Table Quiz for this week. We didn't get off to a flyer yesterday, but they were fairly tough, especially some of the opening questions that we had yesterday. So we only ended up with a score of 4. So that's what you're trying to beat, which is good news for you. If you want to get your hands on this two-night getaway for two people with an evening meal included in the Inishannon House Hotel. They're celebrating 300 years this year. The house was built in 1720. They're now open for the new season, Wednesday to Sunday, serving food from 12 to 9 p.m. And, of course, your ideal country house wedding venue as well. If you're planning any sort of a wedding between 30 guests and 200 guests, they can cater for it all. Licensed for civil ceremonies as well.
Yeah,
if you want to
absolutely.
Do that. And you'll find out everything you need to know on their website, of course, inishannonhousehotel.ie.
So 4 the score to beat the Breakfast Table Quiz. Not a huge number to get past this morning, but 5 or more means you're in the lead. And Jer Robinson is going to have a go this morning. How are you, Jer?
How are you, lads? How are you doing?
All good, Jer. What about you?
All good, yeah.
Any crack at all?
On the way into work.
Just on the way to work. What is it you do? Yeah.
I'm a sales rep there for a company in Glasnevin, a sports company, My Club Shop.
Ah, very good.
Stuff. Right,
very
right,
good.
Right. Yeah, so yeah. We'll try and send you on a weekend break if you're all up for that.
Please God, hopefully, yeah.
Happy days. You must be fairly confident of beating 4.
Well, if I had got yesterday's questions now, I'd be honest, I was in trouble. So hopefully
they were kind of tough yesterday.
They were tough. She was very unlucky, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
okay, listen, the very best of luck to you, Jerry. Here
Thanks.
We go.
What species of whale is the largest living mammal?
Killer Whale.
The Blue Whale. In 1997, what Britpop band had a hit with Song 2?
Blur.
Boris Becker is famous for what sport?
Tennis.
Which South American country is bigger, Argentina or Brazil?
Brazil.
If a drink is labelled as decaf, what is it relatively free from?
Caffeine.
Which country is Nova Scotia in?
Canada.
Which bird appears in the badge of Norwich City Football Club?
Canary.
If you were in the resort at Las Palmas, in what group of islands would you be?
Canaries.
Yeah, bread, pasta and potatoes are a major source of what of the five major food groups?
Carbohydrates.
Dry ice is a frozen form of which gas?
H2O.
It's carbon dioxide. Whose hit Because You Love Me featured in the film Up Close and Personal?
Pass.
Celine Dion, according to the proverb, a what is as good as a rest?
Change.
Which British author wrote Bleak House?
Pass.
Charles Dickens, which South American country lies to the south and west of Argentina?
Chile.
It is Chile, yeah, good man.
Wow, that was good scoring, Jer. Fair play.
Yeah, fair play to you, I think. Well, it's safe to say you're in the lead anyway.
Yeah. Are you a bit of a quizzer anyway, Jer?
We like me old general knowledge, yeah.
I'd
be watching them on the telly the way to be given out to me, you know.
There. Yeah. You did. There was a few of them now I'd have struggled with for sure.
Definitely, yeah.
Right, so the score, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Great scoring. Great scoring
stuff,
with
lad.
Those
hopefully,
questions.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Well done, Rick, Jer. Well done.
Yeah, good stuff,
right.
Jer. Keep your fingers crossed. If nobody can beat that score of 10, you're off to the Inishannon House Hotel. Well done. Cheers, Jared. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Bye, man.
Guaranteed Irish. Ronan Keating, loving each day. Ronan Keating, of course, who celebrated a birthday not that long ago. Last week, was it?
That's right. Yes, it did. Sent me a personalised message and everything.
That's right. He did. News of your...
Nice to meet you. You're my number one fan.
Or something like that, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. News of your... Your fandom has spread to the great man himself.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Can't get a word.
Lovely day from Ronan Keating. Waking up happy with PJ GM. 21 minutes to 10 o'clock. Interesting story in the papers today about the legend that is
Dolly Parton.
I'm delighted
you picked that music, because she said all this that I'm about to tell you that she said as she was launching 9 to 5 the musical again in Australia.
Right.
So after all these years, she's still banging away. She's still doing it all. Still releasing the musicals. No stopping her. No plans to retire. And not only has she no plans to retire, but she says it's now 40 years, more than 40 years actually, since she was on the cover of Playboy magazine, and she's well up for doing it again.
I never knew she was on in the first place.
Yeah.
I didn't know she'd done a Playboy.
Yeah, neither did I. 1978, she was on the cover of Playboy magazine.
Well, to be fair, yeah, I suppose. It's probably a good reason that they didn't know back
by.
Then. Yeah, passed us by back then.
Yeah, well, sure, it was banned in Ireland and everything, wasn't it? You weren't even allowed lookers. Look at the idea of a dirty pooter. By then, you couldn't even do it. You weren't allowed any of that. You had to wait till someone came back from Belfast or something. That was the only way you could get your hands on them.
So she's... are you saying she's contemplating the idea of doing Playboy again?
Says she's well up for it, yeah. She says, look, I don't plan to retire. She goes, I'm 74, just turned 74, and I do plan to be in the cover of Playboy magazine again. Now, when she was in Playboy magazine before, she didn't do the full nudie nudes.
Right.
It was fairly risky. You know, it was fairly risque.
Oh, for the time.
If Pat Kenny was to ask her, he'd go, well, your pictures were fairly risque. That's how he described it, say. So it was a risque sort of outfit. And it was the typical sort of bunny outfit. You know that one? The black one.
Yeah.
And the ears and the dickety bow. You know, she wore that.
So she could do that again.
She's saying
she'd
wear it.
She could cover her modesty.
Yeah, and she's really, like, what I love about Dolly Parton is she never really takes herself too seriously. She's famously said about herself, she goes, it costs an awful lot of money to look this cheap. Is how she said about herself.
Yeah, yeah. Because in fairness, she's not averse to having a bit of work done.
Oh, she won't stop. She's mad for it. Like she said, good makeup and good doctors are what has her looking the way she looks.
Yeah.
She loves it. Collagen till I die. She's quoted as saying as well.
Oh my God.
So she's gonna keep at the surgery. She's gonna keep at the, you know, the Neil nip and tuck. I'd never do that now. I'd be terrified of any of that.
Nip and a tuck.
Well, yeah, do you know why? I'll tell you why, right? I always think you change something and it's the start, it's the domino effect.
Yeah.
So I think I've said this to you before, like if I went and got myself a new nose, right?
Right.
I wouldn't see the new nose.
Yeah.
I'd only see all the other broken old crap around it. So I'd be like, I'm going to need to get the eyes done now and the cheeks. And it's like
the ears are going to have to be levelled.
Yeah, it's like if you get a toaster. You know, you get a new toaster, you bring it into the house.
Shows up the kettle.
All of a sudden the kettle looks tatty. And then you have to get a new kettle. And then you get a new kettle and a toaster, you go, jeez, the press doors. I didn't realise they were in such a state. And then before you know it, you've set fire to the house and bought a new one. So, you know,
that's
you
the ultimate
right.
answer, isn't it?
Yeah, you go mad. You can't. You lose the run of yourself. You lose the run of yourself. So, but
I
so,
never thought you were that sort of, you know, self-conscious in that regard, or even, you know, either of house proud or self-conscious.
No, I just get carried away. I saw a hair coming out of my nose there last week, and I pulled it out. And then I was like, yeah, coming out of my ears as well. I was like, I've got literal beards coming out of my ears. I was like, what am I going to do with that? And so then I got the trimmer thing and it was buzzing away. And then I noticed, the other side of the nose, there's another one. What's happening here? And so I started inspecting myself. I started, I have hair coming out of everything.
Right.
And then, you know, you just, I become super sensitive to it all.
Right.
So I went, you know, I'm going for a haircut. The last time I went for a haircut, that's how you know you're old. When they said, will I do the eyebrows as well? You may as well. And the ears. And the nose.
And they're
buzzing away at all sorts of stuff.
Are we going for the full Brazilian today, BJ?
He's like, what? Go on, so.
I'm talking about the... So you don't need so much of a back sack and crack. You need an ear, nose and throat or something.
They're going to go to a salon. Just the ear, nose and throat, please. And a lick off the brows as well, if you get a chance.